This volume has been graciously dedicated
by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea v'esrim shana.
This shiur has been dedicated in honor of David and Sandra Lehrer and their beautiful family. Yehi ratzon sheyizku l'toira ul'hatzlacha v'nachas l'oirech yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We're beginning Be'ezus Hashem, Pek Elu Trefis, the third Pek of Maseches Chulin, and a few introductory remarks to the Perek are in order. There are two basic difficulties in learning this Perek. The Perek Elu Trefis is known to be one of the hardest parakim in Shas, and there are two basic reasons for this. One is the tremendous amount of technical, scientific knowledge, the layout of an animal's different organs and the different parts of every organ of an animal that are necessary in order to assimilate all the different details of trefis. Rav, in order to be a specialist in those trefis, has to know a tremendous amount of, has to have a wealth of technical knowledge about the biological functioning of an animal. And getting this knowledge and looking into the insides of an animal literally is a shver avoid, is a hard malacha. There's no end, obviously, to what pictures and laser displays and, of course, live explanations of an animal being taken apart. I hope that everybody who's learning this parak at some point has the opportunity to visit a slaughterhouse, a schlachtois, a beis hashchita, to see live the different parts of an animal. Very often in Yerushalayim, there are different places where they shecht an animal for people that are learning Maseches Chulin, and they take apart all the parts of an animal, and there's no end to how much this could help. The other difficulty of Perek Elu Trefis is because of the tremendous amount of details. It's sometimes hard to absorb the information in a clear fashion because when there's a tremendous amount of details, it's hard to gain a clear picture, perception of the underlying themes of the different halachas. It's much harder to remember, and it's much harder to have a clarity in different pratim of a halacha, of any halacha, when one doesn't understand the basic themes. What I'd like to, Be'ezus Hashem, try to do in the next few shiurim is to open up some of these ideas in a general way, in order to give us a little bit more background, a little bit more of the underpinnings of the basic hagdoras, definitions of the halachas of treifas. The word treifa is found in the pasuk, the lav, ubosu basada treifa loisuchelu. As far as literal translation of the pasuk is talking about, basu basada treifa talks about an animal that was torn apart, toref. Torif Yuvieu Aid, an animal that's torn apart, an animal that was wounded either in battle or otherwise, and has some type of serious internal damage, is considered to be a treifa. What are the treifas? That is the list of the Mishnah. The Kuvas Avoshet, Sukkos HaGegeres, Krum Shomayach, there are a hole in the lungs and a hole in the brain and a hole in various different parts of the body. And, of course, we can't use our own imagination what a treifa is. It's only the things that are that are listed by Chazal and Mishnais. So the Gemara says many times, treifa is halachal moshim sinehu. In any case, even though the pasuk refers to an animal that was torn apart, Chazal say that any number of different defects in an animal render an animal treifa. It's important to note that when we talk about defect, we don't mean in the concept of a mum. A mum is something we find by an animal that's roi for kodshim or roi for kedushas b'chor, and there's a concept that an animal, in order to be roi for a carbon, has to be a sholim, not a balmum. And there are many mumim, that are not to be found in variegated dravis, for the very simple reason that they are not defects that will make the animal die. They do not threaten the animal's life. They just make the animal not a sholem. A broken leg does not make an animal a treifa, obviously. Only movement that will cause the animal eventually to die as a result are treifas. However, to use that as a simple definition, that is, to say that any machlo, or any damage, internal damage that was incurred by the animal, for whatever reason, either it was born that way, or it was wounded, whatever the case may be, is a treifa, is not accurate. Why is that? We have a whole sugya on Daf Lam Zayin, where the Gemara talks about how to shecht a misukenes. An animal is a misukenes, an animal is deathly ill, and an animal is about to literally breathe its last. And quickly, in order that not to lose the animal, that should be a nevela, a shoichet comes along, hurriedly, with a shechita knife, with a sakin, and he shechts the animal. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know if the misa of the animal preceded the shechita, or the shechita was arangechapt, was grabbed before the animal died of natural causes, of its illness. The Gemara gives simonim, that is the sugya of misukenes. And in misukenes, it's quite clear that an animal that's even though the animal will clearly die in another 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it is, the animal is a goisis, the animal is dying, literally, still the halacha is that the animal is not a treifa. An animal that is dying is not a treifa. Treifa refers to certain internal injuries which render it a treifa. The question is, what exactly is the difference between an animal that has a serious case of double pneumonia, a serious case of double pneumonia, and the doctor, the veterinarian, pronounced the animal as good as dead, and the animal is dying, is in his death throes, and still he's roi, l'shchitek shera, or an animal that has a wound, which the Gemara says, ripaskin, treifo, eino chayo, which means that any animal that has a treifo will, this is machlokes rishonim, does that mean all animals will? What does that mean, roi? What does that mean that there are very few animals that are the exception to the rule, which will survive more than 12 months? There's a mandam in the Gemara that treifo chayo, which means they can live, the rishonim explain, more than 12 months, can live up to 24 months. However, it's clear that the animal will die as a result of the injury. What is the difference between an animal with pneumonia or an animal with a treifo? Now, just to sharpen the question a little bit, to sharpen the point, the challenge, in understanding what is the definition of treifas, let's point out that there are different halachas also in the Torah where Hilchos treifas apply. This is sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Ches, where the Gemara clearly says that a treifa does not, if a person kills a treifa, he does not have halacha v'retzeh. Of course, he's everyone allowed to rise, and he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and a ben noach would be chayiv, but as far as ritzicha, to be killed in Bezdin, a hoyrik treifa is potter from the death penalty. Again, the same challenge we have over there. The halacha is that if a person kills, a goises, which is unfortunately a tragic event today, it's a burning issue of the times that we live in, end of life issues, where a person is dying, or a person is almost dead, and there are, not even pulling the plug, but any tampering with a person's life in a way that could kill him. Malacha says that if a goises, a person who's in death throes, a person who has another 5 minutes to live, and because the person was touched or tampered with, the person dies even a second earlier, that is full-fledged ritzicha. If there would be hasro on a person who's dying in a hospital because of double pneumonia, and he's about to die, and somebody kills him, pulls out the plug, the halacha is if there would be hasro, he'd be chayv misa and bezdin. Again, what is the difference between a hoyrid goisis and a hoyrid treifa? Obviously, the chilek is not in terms of quality of life, because a treifa could live 12 months, or 9 months, or 10 months, and be perfectly healthy for most of that time, until his injuries get the better of him. Masha'in Kane, a goisis, he's finished. Gois is not conscious anymore, and he's on the way out. As well as, obviously, the chilek can't be in how long the animal or the person, Lagabi Ritzicha, is going to live. Chai Shoh, Kechai Netzach. If a person takes away from a fellow Jew's life, even a second, he's a full Ritzach. Whereas a Treifa is not Chai Misa. So what is the halakhic definition of Treifa, which is totally different than the halakha of Chai Shoh, of an animal or a person that will die? So when one looks at Rashi and Daf Lamed Zayin in the sugya, the above mentioned sugya of Misukenis, one sees that Rashi defines treifa as opposed to Misukenis. Really, the Gemara is arguing on this nekuda that treifa is defined by being chosim. What does chosim mean? That means that the damage that's inside the animal is not just something which causes it, which will cause it to die, but it's something which right now, because it's a serious enough injury, defines the animal as not being fully alive, as not being fully here. A person or an animal that has all his internal organs intact, but the person has a choili inside his guf, there's an infection or there's a disease, whatever the case is, a condition which will cause the person or the animal to die is not a treifa. A person or an animal who's missing something of the physical structure of a human being or an animal, in Perikel the Treifis, is considered a treifa. Rashi says this Agdara, a chosim. But again, what does this mean? It's clear that the Gemara says that we can't be medama treifa le treifa. We cannot use our medical knowledge to determine which animal is a treifa because of some chosim in internal structure. Only the, as the Gemara says, the 18 yudches treifis, the Gemara says there are sheva treifis, sheva additional treifis. The treifas that were handed down, the halacha, ulamoshe misina, are considered halachically treifas. Everything else is considered a misukenis. Therefore, since it's all halacha moshe misina, obviously we cannot use our diagnostic knowledge to define that an animal is a treifa. That an animal that does not have one of the mumim that Chazal defined halacha moshe misina as a treifa is no more than a misukenis, and over there the shechita, as we said, is perfectly good. If you want to say this a little bit sharper, the halachic definition of a treifa is not an animal who's sick, is an animal who's going to die, is an animal that's designated as a different type of animal. He has a different physical structure than a normal animal. That animal is not an animal that's roi l'shchita. It's chal on him a din that he's a treifa. The shchita is not matter him le'achila. Again, the Rambam points out very sharply that science will not change the fact of what's considered a treifa or what's not considered a treifa. Interestingly enough, as I pointed out before, this is Machlokes Rishonim, where some of the Rishonim say that even though a treifa ain't a chayin, it can't live more than 12 months. We've seen animals, the Rishonim say, the Gemara points out that we've seen animals that do live more than 12 months. So the Rishonim say that there are exceptions to the rule. It doesn't mean that the animal will never live beyond 12 months. Some Rishonim say that it's only a miut, shav a miut, shav a miut, therefore it's not choshev enough to change the status of an animal. Some Rishonim say the Rashba clearly says that there could be many animals. But since Chazal were kaveh, that as a rule, this type of choser, this type of structural abnormality in the animal will cause it to die, then this is a different type of animal. This animal is a treifa, he's not a chayev. Maybe the animal will live even 5 years. No matter, doesn't make a difference. The animal is defined as a different type of animal, and he doesn't have a head to shechita. This is why it's halachah moshe misinai. There are many halachas where this definition plays itself out in a way where we see that treifas does not necessarily have to do with our medical diagnostic skills. For instance, there's a sugya daf nun ches where there's a gemara. The gemara discusses the treifa of the yeseris. There are certain organs which, if they are punctured or missing, that the animals rendered a treifa. There's the lungs, there's the heart, different holes in different places. As we see the perek, the brotim will unfold. And the Gemara says in Daf Nun Ches that in certain types of treifas or yoseres, any organ which has an extra piece, or there's two of the organ, the Gemara says as a rule, yesera yeser kenotul domi. Anything that's added, since it doesn't belong there, if it's an abnormality, the animal has an extra chamber in its heart, so then we look at the heart as being structurally deficient. There's nothing missing in the heart. Yeser kenotul domi. The yeser, the fact that it has an added chamber in the heart, makes as if that part of the heart is totally removed. We look at the animal as not having that part of the heart, in which case there's a hole in the heart. If there's a hole in the heart, it's a treifa. So Rashi says in Daf Nun Ches that one has to say that the Metzius is, Chazal knew, that the Metzius is Yeseris Kenotul Dami. An animal will die as if it had a hole in its heart. The Rashi in the Tshuva says no. The Rashi says, as Ken Zayin, it could very well be that the Metzius, the animal will not die. Yeseris will not cause the animal to die as if it had a hole in the heart. However, in Halacha, since the animal has the same structural abnormality based on the concept of Yeser Kenotul Dami, it's considered as having the structural abnormality of as if it was missing that part of the heart, then the Halacha is the animal's Trefa. How does that fit with the Hagdora of a Trefa being a sick animal? The Teretz is, you see from the Rashba, that it doesn't fit. That's not the point. The point is the abnormality. Of course, it has to be an abnormality, as the Gemara says, that would render the animal a nechayah, that the animal would die within the year, or within 2 years, we pass it within 1 year. However, to say that that is the cause of the psul of Trefa is not accurate. The cause is the chosse, the shem chosse, as we pointed out, and not the fact that the animal has a death sentence over his head, that the animal will physically, the animal will have an impossibility to survive past 12 months. The emphasis that the Machlokes, the Gemara points out later on this Amram and Beis Amid Aleph, and later on in a few places, Trefo Chaya, Trefo Eina Chaya, the Loshen is peculiar. What does it mean, Trefo Chaya? The Rishonim point out that the animal is going to die within 24 months. The Teretz is, if something will die within 12 months, then we see the illness as being here today. Trefo Chaya just means that the animal is not oimed al safami, so within 12 months is considered as being here. Chaya means that the animal still has life ahead of it. More than 12 months is considered as surviving until next year. But the fact that the definition of trefa being a structural abnormality in the animal, which will cause it to die, is still the definition of trefa. It's not the misa itself, which is the trefa, it's the chosser of the guf, which renders it a trefa, and that's the halacha that we are discussing in halachas trefas. The Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, that even according to the Man D'Amar Trefo Chayo, when a person kills the Trefo, in Hilchos Ritzicha, if a person kills a Trefo, he will be potter. Because over there it has nothing to do with whether the person, whether long-term life was taken away from him or short-term life was taken away from him. As we explained, Ritzicha, the definition is killing a whole person. A person who's a Trefo is not a ganze mensch, he's not a whole person. So Memela, he has halacha of a treif. Again, as we pointed out, this hagdora that the treifa is dependent on a shem chosim is the lashon of Rashi daf lamed zayin, and the Rashba says the same idea as we pointed out l'gabe yoseres. I want to point out another few examples of treifas where these ideas express themselves. One of the trefas that's mentioned by us in the Mishnah and Membeis is called a nefula, an animal that falls down, has a violent fall, and the Gemara explains that nisrasko evareo is some type of, that the internal organs of the animal are shaken up in a way which render it a trefa. And Rashi explains that even though there's no chosu in the animal now, Rashi says in Membeis, Amid Aleph, Rashi says that the reason why it's a trefa, Rashi points out over here specifically, is trefa ein lo tam, da halacha l'moshe m'sinayu. Right, I'll read the Rashi inside. Rashi says, nofla min agag, an animal falls off a roof, v'shochta miyad trefa, af al pi she'ein shever, nirubo, one can't see any internal organs that are damaged, choshin sh'nisrasku v'nispak v'reo, we are choshish, that the internal organs of the animal somehow unraveled, came apart, Ve'en tam betreifus, Rashi says, shalokhul moshim isinahein. Rashi is coming over here to be mitaret zakasha. Over here specifically, Rashi says, treifu, ein loy tam, because over here we have a problem. Since we said that the definition, the legal definition of a treifu is a chosur, if the organs are just stretched apart in a way that will kill the animal, that could be defined as a misukenis, theoretically. But to define it as a treifu, something has to be missing here. So Rashi points out over here that not only is the definition of treifa nothing to do with the life expectancy of the animal, But there are certain types of chaser which we wouldn't even call chaser by ourselves. The same way there are certain animals that are chaser, but Chazal defined those chaser not being treifim. One cannot make up his own treifim, only what's mavur in the Sugis HaShas has a halach of treifim. The same way Rashi says, there's a halach of mash missing in the Suras Kevareh, even though nothing is missing, it's only that the organs are separated, are shooken up, are under pressure. That itself would render a treifa. Why? Because in that case, that's halach of Moshe Messina. Meaning to say, chaser doesn't mean a chaser that would meet the naked eye. Chaser is chaser, whatever is defined by halach of Moshe Messina. In this case, the gedorim of chaser don't necessarily fit with how we would define chaser. This is an extra chiddush in the same point. Rashi says this specifically over here, because over here is where there's a chiddush. There's no treifa. But if the definition of treifa is in terms of that the animal will die, so this is also a condition that would kill the animal, why would Rashi have to point out specifically over here that treifa ain't tabba halacha moshe misina? There's another example of the same idea where there's two types of drusa. Drusa is actually the treifa that's referred to in the pasuk, where an animal was bitten, nitrach, by another animal. And if the bite penetrated into the internal organs of the animal, so the Gemara says there's something called a drusas chayo, where an animal, let's say a wolf, sunk his teeth into the back of a sheep. So over there, the sheep is rendered a treifa. Masha'enkin neshichas nochosh. If the sheep was bitten by the very same sheep was bitten by a snake, over there the halacha is that it would not render it a treifa. It's interesting because both of them physically are the same thing. What happens when the animal, the Gemara says, when the animal, when a chaya bites, when the wolf bites the sheep, so there's some type of venom. Obviously it's not venom like a snake, but there's some type of poisonous effect that comes out of there. The Rishonim want to explain that maybe it's not in the teeth, maybe it's in the nails that the leftover meat that the animal, the wolf ate last week, forms some type of contaminating influence that if it penetrates into the internal organs of the animal, will kill the animal, which is really similar to the concept of a snake making venom go into the internal organs of the animal. Why is one a treif and one is misukenes? The shikas nokosh renders an animal misukenes. One can shech the animal will be kosher. However, a drusa, if the wolf sunk his claws into the back of the sheep, that will render an animal treifa. Why? So over here also we have the same definition. The Gemara explains, the Rishonim explained it better, that when the animal sinks his claws, when the wolf pounces on the sheep, so wherever he penetrates the aver that's inside, connected with a bite, was inflicted with a claws went into the back of the sheep, that aver, that internal organ will be madin, will become reddish, and that shows us that that organ is contaminated, and it's as if that organ was damaged and destroyed, and that renders the animal a chaser, because it's missing an organ. Masha'enkin. When a snake bites a sheep, there's no organ per se that's missing. The venom goes into the bloodstream, and the bloodstream kills the animal. And even though it'll kill the animal a lot quicker, then a drusa will die, but over there, there's nothing internal that's missing in the animal. This is what we see, the Rashi and other Rishonim are masvid with this later on in the sugya of drusa. However, there are Rishonim that seem to disagree with this definition. We've shown this from Rashi, we've shown this from the Rashba. And again, like we point out, like we're saying, there are certain types of animals that have an almost no chance of survival. A doctor will say that the chance of an animal surviving a certain bite or a certain illness is 0.00001 of a percent. Mashangin Atrefa, the Rajma says there might be 10 or 15% of animals that might survive. There might be a significant amount of animals that would live past 12 months. Still, the Halacha Moshe Messina defines this type of animal as a chaser. In a way, where the animal is considered a different type of animal, it's an animal which is unfit to be eaten, where a goises, a misukenes, is not a different type of animal, it's an animal that'll die. That animal doesn't have a problem being shechted. And again, this just The Rambam points out, this is in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Yud, Halach Yud Beis, Halach Yud Gimel, that we cannot be mechadesh treifus if we find out through medical research that there's a certain type of injury that an animal incurs which renders it that for sure it'll die within 12 months. The animal will not be a treifa. And by the same token, if medical research shows that a certain type of wound will not kill an animal, or there's a way of treating it medically, still the halacha is that will not change the description of this animal as being a chosid, being a treif. I want to point out, like I said, that not all Rishonim agree with this. The Ravid in Teres Koyanim, the Ravid has a Pirush in Teres Koyanim, the Medrash of Sefer Vayikra, and the Ravid as well has a Truva Sefer called Tamim Deim, where in both places, in the Teres Koyanim and the Tamim Deim, the Ravid points out that a neshichas nochosh would also be a treif, except for the fact that in certain cases one can cure an animal that was bitten by a snake. The fact that it's not irreversible will render it not a treif. Meaning to say, the Ravid evidently disagrees with our proposition, and the Ravid holds that there is no difference between a internal injury which will cause the animal to die, or an internal injury which causes the animal to be a chaser which will make the animal die. The Ravid holds that any type of animal which will die will be rendered a treif. The Ravid points out in Teres Koyanim that if the animal ate samamavis, an animal ate rat poison, let's say, where the animal is dying, it's only because it would be possible to pump the stomach of the animal, theoretically, and get it out, or it would be possible to use some type of anti-poison, which they had access to. Even if we didn't have access to that poison, or even if we didn't even know of an existing poison, but since there is such a mitzius as being able to do something connected to the effects of poison, that animal would not be a treifa. So again, we see the point that the Ravid holds that the definition of a treifa is an animal that is irrevocably headed towards dying within 12 months, and he does not agree with our preposition of a treifa being defined in terms of the Choser Sheboy. The Chaznish points out something very, very interesting. The Chaznish agrees with our preposition. The Chaznish talks about the fact that Treifus, as the Rambam says, cannot be described in terms of medical research showing that this animal will live and this animal will not live. And the Chaznish says, even though we find that maybe there are certain tivium, there are certain biological details of Treifus, which maybe medical research would say has changed, the Chaznish says that the Kabbalah of Chazal, the Halachah Moshe Sinai, and the Dinim that are Mavur and Shas, Benegei Treifus, are Kifi the Metzius, as he says, that were Hukva in the Alpayim Shel Torah. Let's introduce this concept. In world history, the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, there are three stages. There was from the creation of the world from Bria Soilam, there was Alpayim Shel Toyu. The first 2,000 years of history, Avraham Avinu was born after Bria Soilam in the year 1948, and the Medrash tells us that the age of 52 is when he started teaching Torah and Amunah to the masses in Chorum. So that is considered the beginning of Alpayim Shel Torah. Alpayim Shel Toyu refers to 2,000 years of void, where there was nobody serving the Rabbanu Shel Olam on a grand scale. There was no Klal Yisrael. When Avraham Avinu started his movement to bring Yediyas Hashem into the world, that started Alpayim Shel Torah. That period spans the Tkufa of the Avos, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Tkufa of going into Eretz Yisrael, the first Beis HaMikdash Golos, and the second Beis HaMikdash. The year 4000, roughly, it will take a few years, corresponds to the sealing of the Mishnah, which was done by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the last Tana, along with his Talmidim, with the final deos, authorities of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Amiroyim have authority as the interpreters of Divrei HaTanoim, but Alpayim Shel Torah more or less ends in the year 4000, which is the end of Tkufas HaTanoim, and the last 2000 years Chazal referred to as the Alpayim Shel Golos. And the Chaznish says something it would sound like Drush, but the Chaznish explains the halachos of Treifus that way. The Chaznish explains that since the perfect mitzius of the world, when the outer biological, physical reality of the world was mirrored by the inner perfection of Torah, which existed in the world, which was kept, which was promoted in the world. The mitzius in a physical way, which existed in those 2,000 years, mirrored the halachas exactly, and whatever was a treif in those 2,000 years, it was the halacha was given mimosha to all deris of klaiso that those are treifas, and even if the mitzias would change and there would be an animal, let's say the kuvas avoshet for today's reality, for the reality as we know it in the year 2011, the kuvas avoshet would be able to live for 15 years, and every doctor in the medical world would agree with that diagnosis. It would make a difference. Since the mitzias of Alpayim Shel Torah was that the Guf Zavoshet would not be able to survive, that animal is a treifa. Seems to, it's a powerful idea in Hashkofa. But the Kaznish is mechadish that it's lahalochul l'maisa. We cannot use our medical training in order to get around Hilchus treifas, either pro or con, either to be maknir or to be mekum. It's the same thing. Since the reality of the physical mitzvahs, which creates treifus, which creates, like we said, not sickness. The animal might survive, theoretically. But what defines the animal as a chosser, in a way where it'll die, where that chaserus is not compatible with long-term life, that definition is the definition of the mitzvahs of Alpayim Shel Torah. And the Chazanish explains that treifus is not based on our svara. Treifus is based on an exact definition that was given over to us by Chazal, that this animal is a different type of animal. So as we said, the halachis of Elu treifus are complex, very, very technical, and very, very detailed. And as we go along the parak, we have to pick up and be able to understand the details and how they fit into a whole pattern of what would define itself as a treifa and what would not define itself as a treifa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.